Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, July 23rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
National Law Review and Inside Public Accounting launch a new monthly newsletter. National Law Review and Inside Public Accounting have teamed up to launch a new monthly newsletter, NLRX IPA Accounting News. This newsletter, debuting on July 23rd, aims to provide key insights and data to legal, tax, and accounting professionals, as well as the private equity community, focusing on structural changes in the accounting industry, such as firm mergers and private equity investment. The newsletter will feature curated articles, industry data, and insights with relevance to the legal and financial sectors. This collaboration between NLR and IPA brings together their expertise to offer valuable content to professionals navigating the complex business landscape. Learn more at entnotlawreview.com.
Elevate your nonprofit's financial management. Holdings for Good introduces a groundbreaking banking solution for nonprofits, offering versatile, mobile-responsive accounts with a 2% interest rate and no monthly fees. Nonprofits can easily track and manage funds for grants, projects, and donations, ensuring transparency and compliance. With real-time transaction tracking, simplified reporting, and robust security features, Holdings for Good empowers organizations to streamline financial management and grant compliance. By providing a user-friendly interface, zero monthly fees, and competitive interest rates, Holdings for Good is committed to supporting nonprofits in achieving their missions. Visit Holdings for Good's website to discover how their platform can revolutionize your organization's financial operations.
Tech Media Breaks, Nightscope Inc., NASDAQ KSCP, secures over $1.3 million in new contracts amid surge in emergency device and robot demand. Nightscope Inc. has secured over $1.3 million in new contracts due to the high demand for its emergency communication devices, ECDs, and autonomous security robots, ASRs. The company has signed deals for 834 new ECDs in sectors like aviation, healthcare, and government, as well as multiple K5 robot contracts in commercial real estate and gaming. Renewals and expanded agreements show increased public sector adoption and client confidence in Nightscope's security technologies. To learn more, visit Nightscope's website. Tech Media Wire is a specialized platform focusing on technology companies driving innovation, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions, and enhanced press release distribution for maximum impact.
Surging gold prices fueled junior miners' push to production. Gold prices surging past $3,300 per ounce in 2025 signal growing investor unease with the global financial landscape. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is accelerating its transition from exploration-focused to production-ready, capitalizing on the trend. Other mining companies, including Amex Exploration Inc., Troilus Gold, West Red Lake Gold Mines Ltd., and Ascot Resources Ltd., are also committed to taking advantage of the renewed confidence in gold as a hedge against economic instability.
How quantum computing could transform the world. Quantum computing is not just a faster version of classical computing. It's a fundamentally different tool that approaches computation in a new way. Quantum computers use qubits to explore vast numbers of potential solutions simultaneously, making them more effective at solving complex problems. Industries like medicine, logistics, national security, and climate science could benefit once the technology matures. Quantum computing represents a full-scale rethink of problem-solving. With companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. making breakthroughs, the potential applications are wide-ranging. Momentum is accelerating in this space, and the future looks promising for innovative small-cap and mid-cap companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Investor News Breaks, Money Show to host virtual Value Investing Expo, August 5 to 6, with focus on rotation beyond Mag 7. Money Show will host the Value Proposition in Value Investing Expo on August 5 to 6, 2025, featuring over 15 financial experts like Dan Ives and Sam Stovall. The event will focus on dividend and value stock opportunities amid a shift away from Mag 7 equities. Partnered with IBN, the Expo aims to provide premier financial education and market insights to investors globally. Money Show has a history of creating successful investors through timely education by experts. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform that focuses on advanced press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact.
Investor News Break, SIG Media Corporation, NASDAQ SEGG, LTRYW, taps IBN to lead corporate communications. SEGG Media Corporation, a technology company focused on sports, entertainment, and gaming, has enlisted IBN to lead its corporate communications. Following a rebrand and expansion across sports.com, entertainment, and lottery.com, SIG Media is advancing a multi-vertical strategy with a $100 million financing facility and ongoing acquisitions. IBN will leverage its investor-focused media network to support SIG Media's efforts in unifying fan experiences across digital platforms. SIG Media, operating digital assets like sports.com and lottery.com, is committed to immersive fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven experiences, redefining global audience interactions with beloved content.
U.S. scrap copper exports to China plummet. Thailand claims bigger share. Recent data from China's General Administration for Customs shows that the country imported 183,200 metric tons of shredded and copper scrap in June, with a slight month-on-month drop, but an 8.06% year-on-year increase. U.S. scrap copper exports to China have plummeted, creating opportunities for other countries like Thailand to claim a larger share of the market. This shift in the market dynamics presents potential opportunities for investors interested in copper producers like Tor Metals Inc., TSX.TE. For more information and updates on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Crypto News Breaks, QuantStrats 2025 to explore tech-driven investing in real-time markets. QuantStrats Europe 2025, set to take place in London on October 14 to 15, will bring together over 600 quantitative finance professionals to discuss the future of data-driven investing. Featuring speakers from BlackRock, Man Group, Millennium Global, and Deutsche Bank, the event will focus on AI integration, data science advancements, LLMs, NLP, and evolving risk frameworks. Attendees can expect case studies, academic insights, and discussions on portfolio construction and operational efficiency. In a rapidly changing market environment, QuantStrats aims to provide valuable insights and encourage collaboration among industry leaders. Investor News Breaks, ECGI Holdings Inc., OTCECGI, joins TCA Venture Group as affiliate to expand early-stage deal flow. ECGI Holdings Inc., a diversified holding company, has announced that its investment division, Uplist Ventures, has joined TCA Venture Group as an affiliate member. This affiliation provides Uplist Ventures access to one of the nation's most active angel investor networks, which has supported 545 companies with $280 million and yielded 126 exits. ECGI plans to use this relationship to identify Series A and B investments, support roll-up strategies, and prepare portfolio companies for future IPOs. CEO Simon Yu stated that this move offers a window into deals that can accelerate our growth ambitions. ECGI Holdings Inc. is a diversified holding company with investments in viticulture and luxury fashion, positioning itself as a distinctive player in the intersection of technology, viticulture, and luxury lifestyle.
Crypto News Breaks, exciting industry trends to take the stage at Traders Fair Hong Kong. Traders Fair Hong Kong is set to return on December 10, 2025 at the Carey Hotel, Hong Kong by Shangri-La. Organized by iEvents, the fair will feature top brands and industry leaders, offering traders, investors, and fintech companies the chance to explore the latest trends. Against the backdrop of Victoria Harbor, attendees can network and gain insight into the future of trading. Traders Fair Hong Kong provides a platform for direct connections within the finance and trading community, expert advice, and updates on global and local markets. The event will include exhibitions, presentations, and networking opportunities throughout the day. For more information, visit tradersfair.com/Hong Kong. Investor news breaks. Roth Capital Partners LLC announces closing of Silver Pegasus Acquisition Corp., NASDAQ SPEW, $115 million IPO, including full over-allotment exercise. Roth Capital Partners LLC, acting as sole manager, has announced the closing of the $115 million initial public offering for Silver Pegasus Acquisition Corp., NASDAQ SPEW. The offering included the full exercise of the underwriter's over-allotment option, totaling 11,500 units at $10 per unit. Each unit consists of one Class A ordinary share and one right to receive one-tenth of a Class A share upon the consummation of a business combination. The units began trading on NASDAQ on July 15th under the symbol SPEGU. The offering was made only by means of a prospectus available through Roth Capital Partners or the SEC's website. To view the full press release, visit the Roth Capital Partners website.
China slashes electricity generation emissions to record levels. China has significantly reduced emissions from electricity generation to record lows in the first half of the year, with CO2 emissions averaging 492 grams per kilowatt hour. As clean energy production increases, the demand for platinum group metals like rhodium could rise, benefiting companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, NYS American PLG, TSX, PTM, that specialize in extracting these metals. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Network news breaks. LaFleur Minerals ALR, OTCQB, LFLRFF, FSC, 3WK0. Featured in Network Newswire editorial amid gold price surge. Network Newswire editorial titled Gold Rally Intensifies as Juniors Race Toward Production highlights gold's rise past $300 per ounce in 2025 and investor flight to hard assets. LaFleur Minerals Inc., with a permitted mill and advanced stage exploration project in Quebec, is positioned to become one of the region's next gold producers, aligning with market momentum and regional support for mining development. LaFleur is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with a laser focus on the Swanson Gold Project and the Beacon Gold Mill, which have significant potential to deliver long-term value. The Swanson Gold Project is easily accessible by road, with a rail line running through the property, allowing direct access to nearby gold mills, enhancing its development potential. Investor news breaks. Tor Metals Inc., TMIT, reports high-grade copper at Bertha Zone, expands IP survey at Kolos Project. Tor Metals Inc. has reported high-grade copper findings at the Bertha Zone within the Kolos Copper Gold Project in British Columbia. Outcrop samples show up to 8.48% copper with a 1 kilometer soil anomaly. The company is expanding its induced polarization survey to 16.1 line kilometers to identify mineralization trends for its upcoming drill program. Tor Metals is focused on developing the exploration potential of the Kolos project, conveniently located near Merritt and Vancouver. For more information, visit Tor Metals' website. Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC NASDAQ BREA announces Juve Stabia roster moves ahead of 2025-26 Serie B season. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BREA, has made significant roster moves for its portfolio club SS Juve Stabia ahead of the 2025-26 Serie B season. Sporting director Matteo Lovisa has extended his contract for 2 years, and Ignazio Abite, former Italian national and AC Milan player, has been appointed head coach. New signings include goalkeeper Alessandro Confente, right back Lorenzo Carassoni, and striker Tomi Petrovic.
The club also completed a profitable transfer of forward Andrea Adorante to Venezia after a successful 30-goal season. Preseason training started on July 10th in Castel di Sangro, with the first match scheduled for August 15th against Lecce in the Coppa Italia Frecciarossa. Rock Breaks, Aloro Resources Little TLFF ELRF P2Q makes 1.5 million option payment toward ISCA acquisition. Aloro Resources LID has made a $1.5 million option payment toward acquiring the ISCA Silver Tin Polymetallic Project in Bolivia. A final payment of $1.5 million is due by January 6, 2026. The agreement includes a $1.8 million credit for exploration work on the Mina Casiterita property. Aloro must pay $1.8 million for full ownership of Mina Casiterita and Mina Hoyada within 12 months of obtaining mining rights. Additionally, pending regulatory approvals, the company must issue 200,000 common shares upon property transfer. For more information about Aloro Resources Ltd., visit their website at www.alororesources.com. Investor news breaks: Quantum Biopharma Ltd., now NTM, acquires GameStop shares as part of strategic market integrity campaign. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTM, has acquired 2,000 shares of GameStop Corp., NYA GME, as part of a strategic market integrity campaign. The move aligns with the company's mission to combat market corruption and manipulative trading practices. Quantum Biopharma has taken legal action seeking over $700 million in damages for alleged stock manipulation and continues to build value through initiatives like its Lucid MS program. The company also completed recent debt settlements via Class B share issuance. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders and alcohol misuse disorders. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Tech Media Breaks, Secure Private Data Iltikif, SWIA Theft, GD0. Highlights, CEO interview and media coverage on cybersecurity platform. Secure Private Data Lit highlighted a recent CEO interview on richtv.io and a feature article on 10xalerts.com showcasing its Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and private communications platform. CEO Alon Guy emphasized SECR's privacy-focused approach, ensuring no data mining or location tracking and secure communications without revealing user identity. This media coverage solidifies SECR's position as a privacy-first platform, meeting the increasing demand for secure digital communication. SECR Private Data offers encrypted emails, secure messengers, and communication tools available through its website, approved distributors, and telecom companies worldwide. For more information, visit www.secr.com.
BP pivots back to oil to divest its onshore wind energy business in the U.S. British oil and gas company BP is pivoting back to fossil fuels and divesting its onshore wind energy business in the U.S. The company has entered a deal to sell its share of 10 onshore wind farms to LS Power, a utility-scale electric transmission operator based in New York. These wind farms collectively generate enough clean wind energy to power over 500,000 American homes. The shifting policy direction in the U.S. has also impacted other clean energy players, like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, in their efforts to attract more motorists. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.